Yeah, I think it's all good. Just give me a sec. Not responding. Why Zoom is not responding? Slight crash coming up, but we're figuring this out. Somehow this one is just. But you can hear me. That is a good sign. That means that we're still slightly alive. But somehow Zoom is now thinking with this magical blue circle circling around. Thank you once again for the chance to chat with you. Wonderful. Now we're good, and it's on. Hey, so now the video. Can you see me? Oh no. All right, this is better. This would be more nicer. Thank you for your time and congratulations. It's been a ride, I have to say. I'm sure that you are still slightly stunned with the whole success and the whole story that you have experienced during past, I guess, 2 years. But what amazing job done with the Purple Disco Machine. I have to say, what a nice comeback for your career. Now, the question first would be, how do you deal with this blending, with this disco vibe and nostalgia for it? Because I have to say that on some moments, the disco is something from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and there's some nice nostalgia there. But if you kind of do it too much, there's too much of nostalgia, and it's just cheeky. But you do it so perfectly and so nice, so it just got the whole music world by storm. But as a DJ, I'm sure that you got to used to kind of building up these long intros. This is what the club, what the dancers wants. But at the same time, you have done such amazing job with the radio hits. We're playing here in the Radio Hotel like daily, on daily basis. And it's been a fun ride, and it's catchy. It's nice. We love it. Our listeners love it. But that's at the same time, you know that the radio kind of a format is different from the club build up and everything. How do you cut the song kind of I guess in half or whatever to do it in such a nice manner for the radio?
Story in 2 minutes, so that's why I need at least three and a half minutes on my radio songs. But I think it's there are a couple of different things and important things to me. Also, how to mix or to engineer a song. I remember 2 years ago, I had a long discussion with my mixing and mastering engineer how we want to mix the club songs and the radio songs, if you want to use the same approach. And for me, it's super important that also the radio song is mixed exactly the same like the club songs. That's why it don't need to be different. So why a radio song should sound different to a club song? And maybe that's also the reason why people get the feeling when they listen to the songs on the radio, they need to start dancing or they're moving their feet. So this is also important for me to that the radio song sounds exactly like the club song.
Do you feel responsible about the sound of this, I have to say, era? Because I've spoken to some musicians that really follow the vibe and the music tone and everything around the world. And so they try to catch the wave of whatever music is trending. So, you know, they get this lovely grooved, lovely sound. Do you feel responsible? Because, the Purple Disco Machine and the I have to say, every single collaboration that you've done is really taking up the charts. So do you feel different now with the all recognition and success rather than earlier when you had just, you know, your beats, synthesizers, and you can explore music?
I still think I have the same approach and the same way to work on songs. But I also I think it's the most important thing for every artist is that you care about the songs you release. And if you don't care anymore, you're fucked. So that's why I definitely care. I know about the history of disco. I definitely appreciate the history. I respect the history where disco is coming from, and I try to bring this also to my music, the heart, the soul of original disco. And even if I sample songs, I try to bring the soul of the original sample, to respect the original artist and bring this to back to life, and maybe also back to a new generation, to a new audience. So I don't want to just sample songs to make my profile bigger. For me, it's like bring the music I grew up with to the new generation, that they get the chance to listen to this amazing genre.
You have had wonderful collaborations with such artists than Nile Rodgers, Metronomy, Sophie and the Giants, and others. And how do you choose with whom you're working with, or do you send the letter to multiple and then you see how it goes?
No, usually before I started working on Paradise, I made like a list of names I want to work with, a list of names I always wanted to work with, the names I already worked with and wanted to work again, or just I had also a lot of fanboy moments. For example, Chromeo is, I'm a big fan of Chromeo. Like 15 years ago, I went to concerts to see them playing live. And now ending up sitting in the studio with them is like a surreal moment. So that's why it's when I start producing songs, I have an artist in mind already. Metronomy, for example, from the beginning on, I knew I wanted to have Metronomy for the intro song. And the intro song is a little homage on Frank Goes to Hollywood, Welcome to Pleasure Dome. So that's why the Welcome to Paradise. I always wanted to have Metronomy on a song of mine. So, and he was just perfect for the intro song. and all those feature artists, I try to choose them wisely. Sometimes it's fate. For example, I actually didn't thought of working with Sophie again after our success of Hypnotizing in the Dark. But 2.5 years when I started thinking of Paradise and I had the name in my mind already, I haven't started working on the album, but I knew the next album will be named Paradise. She, out of the blue, she called me and said, "Yeah, Tino, yesterday I wrote a song and I thought of you when I wrote the song. And the song is called Paradise." So I thought, like, she's joking. So this was paid, and this was the beginning of everything. So, okay, we have to do this song together. This was also the start of Paradise, of the album process. And it's for me, it's really important that it comes naturally, that I just go with the flow and not forcing to make things happen.
You've done... different, I guess, performances. Your tour keeps on going and will go on. But what would be the few highlights of some festivals that you've done, and why they are special in your mind? Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear that, and it would be a wonderful chance to hear that live. About the culture and about music and disco, because your songs are so catchy, and it doesn't matter from what kind of a background people come. It feels like, yeah. This is light. This brings up my spirit. This is fun. I feel better while listening to these tracks, and like touring around and doing live gigs. You've seen different people from different cultures, from different backgrounds, and etc. How does it make you feel that, hey, this music really can unite people? Even if there's some differences, you know, maybe in other areas of life or...
I think this is, for me, the best part of being a DJ. So, and I also think that's why the DJ is still relevant and is still important, because it's like you said, on the dance floor, everyone is equal and no one is judging. So this is one of these... maybe rare safe spaces, so no one really cares what color, it's where you're coming from. So on the dance floor, everyone is equal, and that's why this is also for me the positive, and the maybe the most positive aspect being a DJ, to, like I said, to unite people, to bring different generations, different groups together, and everyone just shares the same passion for music. And obviously disco, I mean, disco is there since 50 years, and will be there in the next 50 years' time. So, and I can see it also when I play my shows, how many different generation I connect on the dance floor. And this is super important, especially nowadays when the world gets darker and darker and everyone struggling with personal issues. I think it's really important to escape at least for 2-3 hours from the reality, from their daily struggles, daily problems. And that's why the DJ job is more and more relevant.
Your wonderful remix of About Damn Time won you a Grammy. Congratulations. What this recognition, how did it influence your approach to music? Production, especially, maybe once you continued working on Paradise?
So for me, since I won the Grammy, to be honest, nothing really changed. I have still the same work process. I have still the same process choosing remixes or work on songs. Of course, maybe I'm now known for a brighter audience. Maybe some more people know me because of the remix, especially here in Germany. I think people just know me because I won a Grammy and also through the songs, but for me personally and for the people around me, for my whole team, nothing really changed. I appreciate that I won a Grammy, and I'm so happy with it because, I mean, it's the biggest thing in the music business, and I also got a lot of respect from A-list people from the industry, so this is also something I really appreciate. But like I said, for me personally, I'm still the same person. We still live the same life. Nothing really changed, to be honest.
It's amazing, and it's good to hear that. I'm sure that the radio DJs, the journalists, the everybody who's involved in the entertainment and music industry really enjoys a person who's down to earth, who loves what he's doing, and that shows in the work that you do. So it's really great to hear that. About the Paradise. What does Paradise mean to you personally, and why such a name for the album?
So like I said, I came up first with the name, and then I thought a lot of what Paradise means to me, and of course, what should be the initial feeling listening to the album. It's you feel like summer, you're on a beach with a cocktail in your hand. Exactly this feeling. That's I wanted to create with the album, and I basically produced a soundtrack to this paradise feeling I had in mind. But on the other hand, paradise is also for me my hometown, where I grew up, and I'm still living in, and also my studio. That's why I invited most of the musicians and artists and feature and singers to my Paradise, basically, to my hometown, to produce the album here in Dresden, and then I showed them also my city. I did like a sightseeing guide, walked through my city with these artists. So for me, it was really important to bring the people to my paradise and to produce the album here. And I think you can also hear this on the album that I was completely free. And this is, I mean, for the last 2.5 years, I've worked on Paradise quite hard, and I had the chance to work with artists I follow over so many years, artists I really like, artists I've worked with like Sophie the Giants, and it's always fun to work with her, but also working with new talented artists like Austis, It was so much fun working on Paradise, and I'm now so happy that the Paradise, the album, is finally out now.
Well, it's a pleasure, and every track you come up with, it just blows our mind. Let's say like that. Tell us, kind of going to the end to the interview. Tell us about the normal, regular day. A gig day. Once you have a show, you have to do a gig. What time do you usually arrive? How do you get into the groove, or do you meditate, relax, and then bring up the energy during the show? And what happens after the show?
I'm actually quite boring before and after, so but it's of course a big difference if I'm on a festival. When we are on a festival, I try to arrive a few hours earlier to get to see some other artists, which is super exciting. This is also the main reason why I like these kind of festivals, to get to meet DJ colleagues backstage, to have a little chat, or to get to see other artists playing live. So I every time I play on these big festivals, this is the most fun part. But so I think 30 minutes before the show, I really like to just to be with myself backstage and be surrounded from my team. Then we have a little drink, cheers to each other, just talking about the show. And then mostly when I play DJ sets, I know the first two or three songs. This is these songs are the definite songs I plan. And then after the third song, I just go with the flow. I don't know where I go, and so I just try to go with the flow and to experiment a bit. Of course, I mean, my DJ set became more like a concert, because I would say 95% play only PDM songs or edits or mashups I did, especially for my sets, because I think nowadays where everyone get access to every single song every time, it's super important to be unique, to be just to play your unique sound. And that's why I like to do my own edits, mashups, just for my sets. I don't share them with someone else. But and once I finish the set, we have one or two more drinks. I like to take pictures. Sometimes it takes longer to take pictures than the DJ set, because I know so many fans just waiting for so long to come to the shows. They dress up really well in purple and Hawaiian shirts and glitter. And I really appreciate that. So I take a lot of pictures after the show, try to have conversations with my fans. And this is something I really like, because this is the energy I get back from the crowd I put in the music, and this energy I need to motivate myself to go back to the studio, work again on music. So that's why I'm so happy to have these moments with my fans after the show. And then I'm definitely not the after party person. I never go to after parties. So when we finished, we go back to the hotel, maybe we have one more drink and then go to bed. Boring, actually.
Well, it's been a fun to talk to you, and the invitation stands to come to Riga and enjoy the city, enjoy the audience. I think the Latvians would go nuts, as of course the whole world that has been enjoying your music, your job, that your work that you do as an artist. So once you come, definitely come by Radio Hotel, and we'll be glad to have another chat. And best of luck and success for your future albums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. Bye bye. Thank you.